Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With that, we bring in Brian Billick, Super Bowl head football coach. Obviously won it with the Ravens, guys. Now he's currently an analyst for NFL Network. And, Coach, it's good to have you back on. Everybody's talking about the no call. I want to get your take on it. And, obviously, you know, as a coach, you've had stuff like this happen to you where it didn't go your way. But how does the NFL fix it, or can they?
Well, that's the difficulty. First, yeah, it's unfortunate that, and obviously the game of this magnitude, the way that it affected the outcome of the game, there's no denying that. You can imagine the frustration and the angst that they have in New Orleans now. I see where some guys suing the NFL for breach of contract and, you know, all that silly stuff that goes with it. It is regrettable. Yes, you want to try to do something. But I would caution, we need to be careful here. Because if we want to start now going down a path, and it's been advocated for a while, that we replay plays of that nature, and now we're going to replay pass interference and holding and defensive holding. We may be going down a path that at the end of the day, we really don't want to go, because one, I don't know how, you know, it's cliche, but if you want to go back and look at any play in any of those games, any passing play, you want to scrutinize it, tighten up, I guarantee you we can find holding on every play.
Right.
I guarantee you we can find a pass interference or defensive holding of some sort on every play. And now we're going to start to parse individual plays and the impact that it had, and was it holding, was it pass interference? I understand we want to get it right, and we feel like we have the technology to do it, but I would caution, we want to be very careful about going down that path.
It is our man Brian Billick, guys, and he is brought to you by SeatGeek. Save $300 off Super Bowl tickets if you're looking for them. Use the promo code SB300 at SeatGeek.com. Coach, I get what you're saying, because it is a total Pandora's box, but what if I gave you a green flag to go with your red flag, and just because pass interference is such a huge play in this day and age?
Yeah, but okay, then what? Again, it's you look at it in retrospect, and whether you want to make it a challenge, whether it's something that can come from above, I get all that. And we want to, you know, this is it. And I loved what Sean McVay said, and he was very diplomatic. It's an imperfect game, and we're trying to make it perfect. For the most part, the officials are going to get it right. And that was such a blatant one. And we've seen that time and time again, that in the league says no, but in the playoffs, and particularly in a championship game, the officials are going to err on the side of caution. They're going to kind of let things play out. They, oddly enough, their mantra is they don't want to affect the outcome of the game.
Right.
And on a play like that, to have called pass interference, when in fact, if you could magically back it up and he gets there a half a second late, and now it gets called as pass interference, then we're going to have the same conversation. And it can go either way.
Right.
But where do you draw that line? We saw Belichick in the Kansas City game go nuts, actually threw the computer, you know, the laptop into the stands because they missed a pick route. And it was a blatant pick.
Right.
And ended up leading to a Kansas City touchdown. And had Tom Brady not been Tom Brady and been as brilliant as he normally would be, we could be going back on a call like that going, how did they miss that pick?
Right.
And because it was blatantly obvious. So where are you going to draw this line? I get it. I understand it. We have increasing technology that can allow it. I want to be cautious. I caution. Let's be careful about what we ask for, because we may be going down a path where we make it impossible, one, for the officials to officiate the game, And secondly, we're not going to be sitting here for 6 hours going play by play by play.
Well, how about this? I'll just last follow up on this. We'll move on. Actually, talk about the teams playing in the Super Bowl. As a coach, you know some referees and crews are going to call a game a certain way. Bill Vinovich, for instance, lets a lot of hand play, a lot of contact go. I think fans just want to see more consistency. Shouldn't the NFL demand more from the refs?
I think they do, and they will tell you that there is consistency. But yes, every week, part of our game preparation on Thursday or Friday would be to sit with the players and say, okay, here's the crew, and here's what they, and you're exactly right. The numbers show it. Some crews call offensive holding more with alignment. Some call are a little more liberal with pass interference. So yeah, crews do have fingerprints. Now, the league spends an incredible amount of time getting the officials and grading these guys and going over the film. They get a complete breakdown from week to week. This call was made this way. This was a good call. This was a bad call. Trying to make it more consistent across crews. The problem is, there is a human element. And when they break these crews up in the playoffs, it adds another dimension to it because now you're breaking it down official by official. So yes, that does exist, but there's only so much you could do with that information.
Brian Billick joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Coach, I'm going to ask you something, and I don't know if you have the answer to it, but you've been in it. How the hell are the Patriots doing this? In a day and age where everything is built on competitive balance, how have they been so consistent in getting back to this point?
Well, and it's far be it for me to try to explain it or even justify it. One, let's appreciate just how spectacular this is. We will never see this duplicated again. We will never see the likes of this again in the NFL. It's just not set up that way. So let's appreciate it for the time that we have with it. Now, you go back to it, and of course, Brady and Belichick and the combination, and it's always a little disrespectful to intimate that one without the other, they wouldn't be as good. Well, maybe Belichick's wouldn't be as good without Brady, which is kind of a no-brainer, and maybe Brady wouldn't be as good. That's beside the fact. They are together, and they're brilliant together. And let's also remember, you know, that second million's a whole lot easier to earn than the first million, right?
Yeah.
Success begets success. And so they've got themselves in a rhythm to where the success, the way they've got it orchestrated, the latitude that that gives Bill Belichick to do the things that he does that might be more difficult for some other coaches who don't want to go out on that limb or don't have, you know, those Super Bowls in their back pocket that if they're wrong, you know, they're hitting the streets. So there's a lot of reasons for it. But the biggest thing is obviously, you know, when Barry Brady comes back to the sideline, that institutional knowledge that they have together, having been together for 18 years now, you know, you can just hear it right now. You can Tom Brady coming to the sideline and going, hey, Bill, yeah, remember when so-and-so did that to us 15 years ago and we did so-and-so? Yeah, let's do that. I mean, that's an incredible resume of knowledge to draw on between the two of them.
It is Brian Billick. Guys, again, check out SeatGeek. Who brings you Billick here on Dukes and Bell. And Mike and I have used it before at SeatGeek.com for any tickets, guys. As a matter of fact, you can use it for $300 or up to $300 off Super Bowl tickets, according to SeatGeek.com. Who is going to take over? Who do you think is a good candidate for the Chiefs D.C. job? They fire Bob Sutton. We were talking about Rex Ryan yesterday. I don't know what the fit's going to be there, but obviously Big Red's looking for D.C.,
Yeah, and you hate to see it. Bob Sutton's been a great defensive coordinator. There's been injuries. There's any number of reasons. But they do need, obviously, Andy Reid and Kansas City and the history there and the success until they get to the playoffs and then they can't quite get over the hump. They need to do something to change the dynamic, particularly sitting there with just such a stunningly brilliant young fresh quarterback now. Yeah, there's any number of guys out there that you could look at. Rex Ryan, having worked with Rex, brought Rex into the league in terms of his DC job. I know Andy very well, went to school with Andy. That would be an interesting combination. Let's just say that. yeah, Rex is a great coach. He'd do a great job, and it'd be fun to watch. That would be an interesting pairing. You have some other coaches around the league. Jack Del Rio, I know, is interviewing. Mike Nolan. Again, worked with me in Baltimore. has done a brilliant job down in New Orleans helping Dennis Allen kind of bring that thing back online, has done a great job. Dom Capers is out there, as good a defensive coordinator as has ever been in this league. So there are three guys right there that would, I think, be excellent hires for Andy Reid.
Talking with Brian Billick, guys, getting ready for the Super Bowl right here in the ATL. All right, Coach, in the championship games, we saw the Rams not using Todd Gurley the way we thought. They say he's healthy. They used C.J. Anderson. They did get Gurley in the end zone, but how big does he have to be if they're going to beat New England?
Yeah, they're going to, yes, because of the multiplayer. C.J. Anderson's been great, but Todd Gurley, not only running the ball, but out of the backfield. In order to beat the Patriots, you're going to have to make them pay a price for choosing not to handle Gurley, either not stocking the box to stop the running game, or now you're going to focus on Woods, you're going to focus on Cooks, and now you're going to leave the wrong matchup with Gurley out of the backfield. To me, that's one of the biggest impacts he could have in the game. He had, what, 59 or 60 receptions on the year. We didn't see a lot of it, obviously, in the championship game, but his biggest impact in could indeed be coming out of the backfield matched up with the wrong, whether they try to put Kyle Van Noy on him or whoever. That could be the best mismatch that the Rams could find going against this Patriots defense.
Coach, we're looking forward to seeing you next week here in the ATL Super Bowl week as we get ready for Super Bowl 53. Thanks for jumping on with us today. We appreciate it as always.
Sounds great.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.